And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجان ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous episode, as you were previously with us, we promised to discuss Banu Umayyah in the Holy Quran, and after that in the traditions. We were discussing the part of Ziyaratul Ashura in which it is said, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan, and may Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. We discussed who Umayyah originally came from, and who Banu Umayyah were in the history. Now let us look at some verses of the Holy Quran in this regard. The Holy Quran says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. And when we said to you, indeed your Lord comprehends all mankind.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا.
We did not appoint the vision that we showed you except as a test for the people and the tree cursed in the Holy Quran. We deter them, but it only increases them in great rebellion. In this regard, about this verse, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is reported to have said, وَالشَّجَرَةُ الْمَلْعُونَةُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ يَعْنِي بَنِي أُمَيَّةِ. The cursed tree in the Quran means Banu Umayyah. And also, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمَا نَزَلَ فِي بَنِي أُمَيَّةِ. Should I inform you of what has been revealed about Banu Umayyah? And Imam said, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَلَ فِيهِمْ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Indeed, the cursed tree in the Quran was revealed about them. Not just the traditions, but even the history books tell us that there is a consensus between the scholars that it is meant by Shajarat al-Mal'una Banu Umayyah. Tabari in his Tariq al-Tabari writes, فَمِمَّا لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنْزَلَ بِهِ كِتَابًا قَوْلُهُ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا اخْتِلَافَ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ أَنَّهُ أَرَادَ بِهَا بَنِي أُمَيَّةِ. And from among that which Allah cursed them through the tongue of His Prophet ﷺ and revealed it in written form is His word. And the cursed
tree in the Quran, والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن, ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا. And we deter them, but it only increases them in great rebellion. And there is no difference of opinion among anyone that he meant Bani Umayyah.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts, no matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Brothers and sisters, Another verse of the Holy Quran that is said to be about Bani Umayyah is this verse. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. And the parable of a bad word is that of a bad tree. Uprooted from the ground, it has no stability. About this verse, there is a narration from Imam Baghir alayhi salam commenting on this one. And Imam alayhi salam says, ثُمَّ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ لِأَعْدَاءِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فَقَالَ وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. Imam says, and then Allah struck a similitude for the enemies of Al Muhammad, peace be upon them and their progeny, and said, and the parable of a bad word is that of a bad tree uprooted from the ground. It has no stability. Also, in another tradition, Imam Baghir alayhi salam is reported to have said, after mentioning this verse in a very explicit form, كَذَلِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ لَا تَسْعَدُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَبَنُوا أُمَيَّةِ لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ فِي مَسْجِدٍ وَلَا فِي مَجْلِسٍ. Likewise are the disbelievers, their actions do not ascend to the heaven, and Banu Umayyah do not remember Allah in the mosque nor in any gathering. وَلَا تَسْعَدْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Nor do their actions ascend to the heaven save a small number of them. And this is a very interesting narration from Imam Baghir alayhi salam. He gives us an exception. This exception mentioned here is really worthy of reflection. وَلَا تَسْعَدُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Their actions do not ascend to heaven save a small number of them. This means, although lineage does affect the human being, but if one adheres to the right path, if one chooses the right path and right things, Almighty Allah will revive his spirit, will save him. An example of this is what we mentioned earlier regarding Sa'd al-Khayr, who is called by Imam Baghir alayhi salam, who is praised by Imam Baghir alayhi salam to be Minna Ahl al-Bayt, although he was a descendant of Marwan. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.